You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
The Latin compound, two Latin compound words, omni, meaning all, and potens, or power. Diba? Mayong, kaya nga maraming vitamins na nagbebenta o nag-aalok sa inyo, di ba? Pag ininom mo itong gamot na ito, mawala lahat ng sakit na rayuma, di ba? Yung maraming ino-offer ng gamot. Pero God has all the potency or the power. Kaya all-powerful God. And there's a theologian named Wayne Grudem who defined omnipotence as this. No? Omnipotence means that God is able to do all His holy will. No? Na kayang gawin ng Panginoong Diyos ang lahat ng kanyang gustong gawin. And omnipotence means unlimited power. Power that cannot be limited or absolute power. Walang hanggang kapangyarihan. Walang limitasyon. And so, knowing that, no, where can we use the omnipotence of God? Paano natin ma-experience yung power niya? Ma-experience, ma-appreciate po natin yan. Oftentimes, no, in difficult situations, yung mga hopeless situation, na-experience na ba yung malaking problema sa buhay nyo na parang na-corner na kayo, na wala na kayong iiyakan, wala na kayong lalapitan kundi si Lord na lang. Hindi na pwede nga, money cannot solve your problem, finances or connections or your degree, yung pinag-aralan mo, cannot solve it. It's only God who can solve it, your problem. How many of you have experienced that? And you have seen how God helped you. No, ako po na experience ko po yung isang parang ganyan na corner nung nagpunta po kami sa China, sa Guangzhou, China nung 1997 at nagkaroon po kami ng Bible study among Chinese students sa isang restaurant. Okay? So sa isang restaurant somewhere there, no? Apat po kami na team pero tatlo kaming Pilipino nandoon, no? Nung during that night kasi si Mariel, the fiance of Pastor Gio, was not there, no? So tatlo kaming Pinoy at nung nag-victory group na kami, no? 20 minutes kasi nagwa-warm up muna kami. Ano yung masasabi mo sa bansa mo? So exchange information. What's one thing that you appreciate about your country? So yung mga Chinese students, they talk about China, kami naman about the Philippines. And so magsisimula ako ng buksan yung Bible ko, mag-open na ako ng lesson. Bigla po kamang pumasok bigla yung mga police, mga communist police, mga 20 sila. Tapos may mga camera, mga video cam, recorder, mga reporters. Okay, at lahat kami tatlong Pinoy ay dinala sa isang police station, mga Chinese students, hiniwalay, ibang station sila. And nagkaroon po ka ng interrogation, no? Until 1 o'clock in the morning. So akala nung kasamahan ko, end of the world na. But buti na lang, no, dahil medyo mabagal po silang mag-English, mayroon pang interpreter. Kaya pag nagtanong sila ay mapag-iisipan mo muna yung sasagot mo, no? At pwede kang gumawa ng palusot. At dahil nga first time lamang namin na mag-Bible study, pinatawad nila kami. At by the sovereign power of God, no, si Pastor Gio po noon, ay hindi namin kasama. Kaya nakatakas siya at hindi po siya nahuli. Okay, siya po yung leader natin. Yun. And also, last Wednesday, during our staff meeting, no, Metro East, si Pastor Earl po ay nagkwento nung he himself witnessed the miraculous hand of God, no, nung pumunta po siya sa Lourdes Hospital at there was a family friend, a woman in her mid-50s at meron pong tumor sa kanyang pituitary gland. Alam niyo po ba kung saan yung pituitary gland? Okay? Hindi po dito, ha? Goiter po dito. Yung iba yung goiter, nawawala, bumababa, no? Pumupunta dito, malaki. Pero ito po, operations sa pituitary gland, no? At bago operahan yung tong woman in her mid-50s, sabi niya sa doktor, Doc, bago mo ako operahan na, nagpadala po ako ng text brigade. My husband sent a text brigade at I still believe in miracles. Kasi nga, nakasanla na yung isasanla na niya ata yung bahay niya para lang sa operasyon. Pero she still believe in miracles. At can I request for an MRI before the operation? So, pumayag yung doktor, nagkaroon MRI. And to his amazement, this is a very rare case. Kasi nag-shrink, lumiit yung tumor from 2.6 centimeters naging 1.4 centimeters na lang. And so, hindi natuloy yung operasyon. Okay? Parang na out of parang ano, na hindi pa rin kasi handa na yung operating team eh. Parang na-turn off pa ata sila yung operating team. No? Kasi handang-handa na sila mag-opera. Pero hindi natuloy. And so, that was the miracle. It was a miracle from God because people like that, no? People like those, in like that woman, no? Sila po yung mga taong naniniwala sa omnipotent power of God. Kaya sila naka-experience ng ganong miracles. And how many of you here want to experience the miracle hand of God in your life? God wants to do the same thing for you. God wants to do a breakthrough, something miraculous, something unexplainable that people around you will be amazed. And that's what the same thing that happened here in Jeremiah, no? Parang na-corner na sila, no? Parang they're in a hopeless situation. Around 587 BC, yung pong Israel or Judah, the capital of which was Jerusalem, was under siege by the Babylonian army. Ito pong Babylonian Empire, ito po yung world power at that time. Sila yung pinakamakapangyarihang bansa nung panahon na yun. At they were attacking, they were besieging Jerusalem. And there was this prophet, Jeremiah, who foretold that the city will be captured. And so pinipreach niya, dinideclare niya sa mga tao sa Jerusalem na sumuko na kayo, mas makakabuting sumuko na lang kayo kaysa lumaban pa kayo, no? Because God has judged Judah because of her sins of idolatry and wickedness and all her disobedience to God. And so, while doing that, no, si Jeremiah po ay nasa prison or courtyard, no, under house arrest, kaya hindi siya pwedeng lumayo. While at the same time, during this siege, no, nag-speak si Lord sa kanya, no, na while these things are happening, while the Babylonian army is outside the city, ang sabi ni Lord sa kanya, no, you buy the lot from your cousin. Purchase that land. Bilin mo yung lote mula sa pinsan mo. And I'm going to do something. No? And so, hindi maintindihan ni Jeremiah, bakit pa ako bibili ng lupa, ng lote, no? Eh, masasakop na kami ng Babylonian Empire. What made him buy or purchase that lot? Okay? The answer to that is the prayer of Jeremiah. Ito yung prayer niya na binasa natin kanina. And that talks about the omnipotence of God, the awesome, great power of God, no? That God is all-powerful and nothing is too hard for Him. And in this prayer, we can see three demonstrations of the omnipotence of God. Tatlong paraan po, three areas where God's power was displayed. God has all power over creation. God has all power to provide justice. And God has all power over the nations. Okay, so creation, justice, nations. So isa-isa po natin. Number one, God has all power over creation. Sabi po sa verse 17, "Ah, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." So, unang-una po, we must understand that God's power is displayed through His creation, through the universe, through the galaxies, planets, constellations, stars, and everything in the universe that He has made. And to illustrate what I'm talking about, no, panoorin po natin itong short video clip ni Pastor Louis Giglio on how, what's the size of our planet, no, compared to other planets. Alright, so, he explained, no, yung kumpara sa ibang planeta at sa mga malalaking stars, no, napakaliit po ng planetang na where we live right now, no, Earth. No, yung, di ba, yung Jupiter. Kala natin malaki na yon, pero compared to the other stars, napakaliit pa ng Jupiter. And so, think of this, no? If this planet Earth where we live in, no, we think na napakalaki na ng problema natin. But yet, God has all power over creation. No? He's the one who holds all these planets, these stars, these galaxies, and constellations all together. The Bible says in Colossians 1, 16 and 17, "For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." Now think of this. Jesus existed before everything else. And it says that He holds all things together. He sustains everything in the universe by the word of His power. Think of this. If Jesus can hold all things in the universe. If God can hold all the planets, stars, and galaxies, wala po nagbabangga ang planeta, and He sees, He's in full control of everything in them, then how do you compare your small problem like this? Your finances, your grades, your family problem, your business problem, yung kakumpetensya mo, yung kaaway mo, yung iniisip mo, yung things that you worry about, di ba? Things that may seem big to us, but compared to the universe where God is holding all things together, napakaliit po ng problema natin at kayang-kayang lutasin ng ating omnipotent God yung problema, lahat po ng problema natin. How many of you believe that? God is our creator and He holds all things together. The second demonstration is God has all power to provide justice. In verse 18, it says, "You show love to thousands, but bring the punishment for the father's sins into the lives of children after them. O great and powerful God, whose name is the Lord Almighty." You know, the name the Lord Almighty was mentioned 252 times in the NIV Bible. And we can see it mentioned 82 times in the book of Jeremiah, the most in any book of the Bible. And here in NIV, it's Lord Almighty, but in other translations, it meant the Lord of Hosts or the Lord of Heaven's Armies. Ano po ang ibig sabihin ni Jeremiah? Na even though the Babylonian army is outside waiting to conquer Jerusalem, the Lord Almighty that we serve, He is the most powerful God. He is the Lord of Heaven's Armies. And it says in verse 19 that great are your purposes and mighty are your deeds. Your eyes are open to all the ways of man. You reward everyone according to his conduct and as his deeds deserve. Because God sees all men, dahil nakikita po niya lahat ng bagay, naintindihan niya lahat ng nangyayari sa buhay natin. Because He sees all things and knows all things, He is able to give justice or provide justice. He is able to reward and to punish with justice. Hindi po siya nag-show ng favoritism. Wala siyang pinapaboran. Because He is the God who provides justice. Because He is the God of omnipotent. He is the omnipotent God, omniscient God. And that's why sometimes people lose their hope. Nawalan po ng pag-asa ang ilan sa mga kababayan natin because justice has been denied to them. Sabi nga, justice delayed is justice denied. No? At nabasa nyo siguro yung headline nung few days ago na yung relatives po ng 57 massacre victims ng sa Maguindanao, they are crying, they are protesting, they are feeling outraged because yung judge po ng Manila Court ay pinopostpone yung hearing na para mapaburan tong powerful clan sa Maguindanao. But yet, in God's omniscience, He knows, He sees all the ways of men. Kung kaya, tayo po bilang Kristiyano, we should be active in seeking the solutions to the problems around us. Huwag po tayong pabulag-bulagan lang o tatahi-tahimik na lamang pag may nakita po tayong anomalya or there's a need that we see. Let's take initiative. Let's take action because God is the one behind us. If God is for us, nothing can be against us. Nabasa ko nga po sa Facebook, yung ating pong administrator, si Adrian Pantunyal. No? Kilala niyo po si Adrian, no? Yung administrator natin. At sumulat po siya ng letter sa mayor ng Antipolo at saka sa DPWH to report the perennial flooding problem here in Marcos Highway, malapit po sa Kingsville. No? Sino po yung dumadaan sa inyo dyan? Sa Marcos Highway, malapit sa Kingsville. May gumawa na po ba ng report sa atin? May report nyo na po ba? Pero siya po sumulat mismo sa mayor ng Antipolo at sa DPWH. And praise God, nakatanggap po siya ng favorable response at gagawan na raw ng aksyon ng DPWH. No, ibibigyan na raw yung magkakaroon na ng flood drainage, flood control and drain. Ayusin na raw nila yung drainage dyan sa Marcos Highway. Praise God. God has complete power over creation, over the ways of man, and God has complete power, has all power over the nations. Number 3, no? Siya po ang may kapangyarihan sa lahat ng mga bansa. Verse 20, it says, "You perform miraculous signs and wonders in Egypt and have continued them to this day." So nabasa niyo po yun na to this day in Jerusalem, in Jeremiah's day, and we can also apply them to this day. No? Hanggang sa araw natin, God is still doing signs and wonders, healing and miracles. Sino po sa inyo naniniwala that Jesus still heals today? He is the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay, the God of signs and wonders. No, meron nga dating evangelist, Pastor Mark, nag-guest tayo dati noon, di ba, yung kinuwento niya, meron daw siyang signs and wonders ministry. His wife signs the check and he wonders. Yeah. Meron siyang signs and wonders. But that's not the thing, no? God's character is displayed, was displayed in Israel when they were in Egypt. Naalala niyo po yun, no ba? Nung God judged the most powerful nation at that time, Egypt. How many of you watched the movie, The Prince of Egypt? Diba? Nagpadala si Lord, and Ten Commandments pala, Ten Commandments. No? Hindi yung pirated, ha? Yung original. But here, 10 plagues God sent to judge the most powerful nation at that time, Egypt. Biro niyo yun na walang nagawa yung superpower na Egypt because God displayed His power. God judged them. Nagpadala si Lord ng mga iba-ibang klase ng calamities, judgment like frogs, lice, boils, mga bulutong, ano ba yan, an-an, buni, had-had, mga iba-iba, flies, mga langaw, the death of the firstborn, no? God displayed His power. Why? Because yung river, na Nile River, turned into blood, to red, no? Because wino-worship po nila yan. Yan po yung mga objects, mga animals na sinasamba nila sa Egypt. And so God showed to them, the things that you worship, no, I'm gonna use to judge you. No, that's the power of God over the nations, over His creation. And kung kaya po si Jeremiah, nag-pray siya, nag-umpisa siya ng, paano ba nag-pray si Jeremiah? Hindi niya sinabi yung problema niya, hindi siya nag-focus sa problema niya. Lord, tulungan mo na kami, sasakupin na kami, makoconquer na kami ng Babylonian army. No, he started his prayer by worshiping God. Our sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth. Why? Because the more we focus on the greatness, the awesome power of God, the smaller our problem will become. Now, can you believe that? Now, the more we focus, the more we see, the more we magnify the greatness, the awesome power, the infinite qualities of God, the smaller our problems will become. And that's what Jeremiah did. He remembered what God did in the past. And that's why inside the city of Jerusalem, meron pong famine, nagkakagutom na sila, nagkakaroon na ng hoarding, ng tagutom. Outside, there was this Babylonian army besieging Jerusalem. But yet, God assured Jeremiah in verse 26, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? So binigyan niya ng encouragement, binigyan niya ng pag-asa si Jeremiah. He assured Jeremiah na kahit na ma-conquer kayo, there will come a time that you'll be restored to this place. No, kaya pinabili ko sa iyo yung lupa kasi babalik rin kayo. Kahit tagal-tagal mo ring mawala, babalik ka rin. Di ba? Babalik ka rin dito. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, sabi niya, for I know the plans I have for you. Okay, remember, the army is outside and declares the plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 31:17. So there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land. And so even though you will be captives in Babylon after 70 years, you will come back. And that's why Jeremiah was full of hope. He was full of faith because he was encouraged by God, by God's omnipotence. And that's why we need to be people of hope. We need to speak hope to this nation. Na mag-i-declare po natin that Jesus will save this nation, that Jesus will be the Lord of the nation of the Philippines. Every Filipino will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At gagamitin po tayo ni Lord dito sa Metro East na magbigay, magkalat ng magpag-asa. Pag pinanghahawakan po natin yung kanyang salita, it's His word that gives us hope. And that's why pag umpisa lamang po itong ministry natin, paglipat po natin dyan sa level 5, no? Dito rin, to our own worship center. Okay? Ibang level na po yan. Diba? Kaya mas marami pa tayong makaka-worship. Hindi na tayo parang sardinas. No? I think mag-jump back ulit tayo doon, Pastor Mark. Mag-expand rin tayo. And that's why the main point I want to share to you today is we can be hopeful because our God is all powerful. Let's say that all together. Say it. We can be hopeful because our God is all powerful. Do you have seemingly impossible situations today in your life? Do you have a crisis? Are you going through tough times? Then let's lift them up to the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 18:27, what is impossible with men is possible with God. All things are possible with God. All things are possible to those who believe in the omnipotent God. Praise God. Let's pray right now. Lord, we thank you that you are the all-powerful, omnipotent, all-knowing, unchanging God. You're the great and awesome God who is always faithful to your promises. Lord, today I pray that each one of us here will be encouraged by your word, na papalakasin po ang bawat isa sa amin, that you will strengthen us in our inner being. Lord, for some of us here who are undergoing through tough times, Lord, we lift them up to you right now. Kung kayo po dito ay isa sa mga taong nakaka-experience ng matinding challenge o malaking problema, and you want God to intervene, you're believing God to intervene in that seemingly impossible situation, I want you to know God can do mighty things in your life. He can do great things in your life. Let me pray for you. Just raise up your hands right now so we can intercede and pray for you. Yes, Lord, we pray for these people who are raising their hands. Lord, we believe that you can do all things. All things are possible. You can intervene in their lives, and whatever they are going through right now, Lord, whether it be in their finances, sa pamilya po nila, sa negosyo, sa kanilang pag-aaral, sa kanilang mga kaibigan o relasyon, or some conflicts are happening, Lord, I pray that you'll bring your supernatural abundant provision, that you'll bring supernatural healing, Lord, even restoration in family relationships. Lord, yung mga nagkakagalit o nagkaaway po, ay pagbatiin niyo po. Lord, we pray that you will do great and amazing things through their lives. Touch their hearts. Empower them. Fill them with your spirit. Give them a hope. Show them your plans for their future, Lord. Na hindi po sila mawala ng pag-asa, Lord. But they will believe, they will see, and declare and believe that you are all-powerful and nothing is impossible with you. Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We believe that you will do great and amazing things in our midst. For you are the all-powerful, omnipotent God. We give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name.